One of the most obvious, glaringly evil systems designed to make each successive generation of Americans more state-dependent than the last is the USSA's government-run school systems, especially those schools intended for young children. Even so, no matter how obviously bad these are, how much they literally embody or epitomize a plank of the Communist Manifesto, most conservatives and evangelicals in America still defend the viability and even proclaim the necessity of government-run child programming facilities, often while at the same time railing against things like government-run healthcare. Weird, huh? Well, not really, when you realize that most of the parents who defend the system this way were discipled by the state through the very same indoctrination system that they keep defending, no matter how explicitly anti-Christian and pro-evil those systems become. Rather than chronicling the unending examples of rank evil dripping from the American child programming system, let's zone in on this idea of necessity, as in, are public schools necessary? Do we really need them, as so many people seem to assume and encourage the rest of us to assume? And if we need them, if we can't possibly get along as a people without Uncle Scam gathering our little ones into these indoctrination centers day after day, then what about 2020, as in last year? Didn't we have to get along without these systems? Didn't we have to find a way to manage without them? Wasn't the whole system basically shut down? I mean, I know we kept on paying the massive bureaucracies and staff of the systems in question, but they really did stop functioning for the most part, if not entirely, for a very long time in 2020, right? So 2020 told us something very important about the USSA's supposedly essential child programming systems. Two things, actually. Number one, they are not essential. I want to repeat that one. The public school system of the USSA is not essential. Number two, the system is a massively non-essential drain on finances and resources, since even when they go weeks or months or seasons in virtual or shutdown mode, they're still paid in full no matter how much debt is accrued in the process. Debt that is, ironically, heaped onto the backs of the very children that the system claims to be helping. Ironic, isn't it? And revealing, painfully revealing, but very helpful at the same time. 2020 showed us clearly that public schools are non-essential. Thanks to 2020, we know that we can get along without government-run indoctrination centers programming our children to be more statist and less Christian with each passing generation. Let me know what you think about all this in the comment section or connect through any of the social media platforms listed at hellraiserreport.com. Now more than ever, in this era of open anti-Christian bigotry and a growing anti-freedom movement, we need to get connected with each other. If you appreciate this perspective and would like a daily dose of informed optimism, subscribe to this channel, share this video, and get connected with me at hellraiserreport.com.